today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. On a special day, you are with today's special on IRIB English Radio. Today is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar. Peace be upon him. Congratulations to all brothers and sisters, Shia Muslims all around the world.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا.
Today, Monday, is the 11th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we offer our congratulations on this great Eid, the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar.
Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Look-alike of the Prophet. The Hashemite Prince, Hazrat Ali Akbar, son of Imam al-Hussein, and Hazrat Layla, born on 11th of Shaban, possessed so much remarkable resemblance to the Holy Prophet that Imam Hussein was often here to say, "Whenever I desire to see the Holy Prophet, I look at him." In looks, in voice, in mannerism, in gait, and in every way, Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, resembled Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. The resemblance was so marked that people from far and wide were coming to see him, to be reminded of the Prophet whom they were missing so much. Those who had not had good fortune to see the Prophet were told by their elders that Ali Akbar was the very imagine of the Prophet Muhammad. His handsome looks were matched by his handsome deeds. His nobility of character, his sense of duty, his generosity, his chivalry, his geniality, his love of justice and fair play had endeared him to every soul. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, son of Imam al-Hussein and the Hashemite prince.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with Imam al-Hussein's elder son, Ali al-Akbar. As we know, he was an outstanding son of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and not because he was his elder son, but because he was staunchly loyal to his father, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And an evidence in support of this historical evidence is that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura described his son Ali al-Akbar as the best personality or the most similar personality to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the point of conduct, manner, and the elocution or way of talking.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani, specialist in Islamic studies, is a faculty member of the University of Qom. He has written works on Islamic issues. He is also cooperating with the Holy Shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and does many researches and translations for the Holy Shrine.
At the same time, it must be indicated that Ali al-Akbar was true lookalike of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This being a true lookalike of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't mean that he was simply by appearance like the Prophet Muhammad. Rather, his conduct, his speeches, and also all his manners resembled the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find that such a personality was the exact copy out of the Prophet Muhammad, and such a personality must be very much dear to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. At the same time, it must be indicated that throughout the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that culminated on the day of Ashura, Ali al-Akbar salamullah alayhi, showed his staunch loyalty to the Islamic religion, for which he defended his father Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of
Eid. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad.
Birth of Ali Akbar and Youth Day. To understand why Ali Akbar's birth anniversary has been named the Day of Youth, we need to understand the characteristics of a youth and its function for the family and community. From the Islamic perspective, youth are the symbols of strength, innocence, and intelligence, who are steadfast when it comes to following the truth. When describing how human ages, the Holy Quran considers the youth as the period of strength and power. These are the very characteristics which truly manifest in Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, the light-hearted, pious young man who was the calmness of the heart of his father Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, an advisor to him and the center of support and encouragement. On the way to Karbala, when Imam al-Hussein is describing heartbreakingly the upcoming calamities that are going to befall on his family and worrying for them, Ali Akbar, walking side by side of his father, asks, "O father, are we not with truth? Are we not with truth and on the path of Allah?" To which Imam al-Hussein replied, "Yes." Ali Akbar then says, "Then we are not worried, neither we are upset, nor we are scared of death." Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of such a brilliant youth, Ali Akbar, peace be upon him.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.
Ali Akbar was a picture of perfection, both physical and spiritual. He was destined to remain a youth forever. Yet during his brief stay in this transient world, this wondrous youth left such an indelible mark on life that till this day the young and the old draw inspiration from him. That is the reason we celebrate his birthday as Day of the Virtuous Youth, in order to instill in our youth faith, virtue, dedication, sincerity, and the exuberance to embark on things that are good for the family and the society. In the view of these facts, could the killer of Ali Akbar be considered a believer in Islam? And could Yazid and his hordes be considered Muslims? Still was the system called Caliphate that brought the godless Umayyads to power Islamic? These are points to ponder as we celebrate the Day of Youth on the occasion of the birth of the youth of Karbala, who thus introduced himself to his foes. I am Ali, the son of Hussein, the son of Ali. By house of Allah, we are those with the Prophet righteously. By Allah, the son of his purest son will not judge us. I strike with the blow of a Hashemite, a Qurayshi.
If you're 15 years old, 16 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old, know that those are the most precious days and nights of your lives. Those are the most precious years of your life. Don't blow them. Don't waste them by smoking weed and playing Xbox and hanging out with your friends. Build yourself a future. Put yourself on the ladder of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has immersed you in all sorts of blessings and ni'mah. Don't say, well, I live in a country where if I'm 30 years old and I don't have a job, alhamdulillah, there is the welfare system. This welfare system is the biggest disease in our community. It's made many people lazy. Tell them, go work, go learn. Go bring rizq that is halal to your family. What am I going to do? Be a taxi driver? Am I going to be a gardener? Am I going to be a janitor? Wallah, a janitor is more beloved to Allah than a person sitting at home for 20 years collecting welfare. Because this person is collecting halal. This person is going to work to obtain rizq that is halal. Rasulullah says if a man leaves his home to bring halal rizq for his family, كَالْمُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he's doing jihad fi sabilillah. And if he dies as a shaheed. Begging is wrong. Taking money from other people is wrong. And this is the mentality that needs to be washed away from our society, especially the youth. It is haram for you to be on welfare. Welfare is for the disabled. Welfare is for the mentally challenged people who cannot work, who literally cannot do anything else. We need to wash away the culture of laziness, brothers and sisters, from our community. We need to become successful ambassadors of Islam in the West.
Our time is over. This is the end of this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. At the end, please accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, Imam Hussein's son. Peace be upon them. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي